This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price, because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code MORNINGSTREAM.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Coming up on TMS. Well, that was weird.
Stop eating those.
Tom Hardy should be bonded.
Damn it, Patrick.
Rogue name.
New Batman is good.
Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Hi, may I help you?
I want an original recipe.
Heidi wants extra crispy and Becky wants original recipe.
To get your chicken different ways, come to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Only we can give you both kinds of finger-licking good fresh chicken.
Here's your original recipe, Becky.
I'm Heidi and I want extra crispy.
You're Becky.
It's so nice, nice to feel so good about a meal. So good about Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Vagina, vagina.
China.
The morning stream.
This is The Morning Stream, where Scott and Brian never invite me to do anything.
Aww.
You're always invited, Scott Fletcher. He could call right now and say, I demand to be on the show for the next hour and a half. And we'd say, of course
oh, yes.
You can. Of course you can. You're Scott Fletcher. You're the man. And you're welcome anytime. Hi, everybody. It's TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. It's Apple Announcement Day, for those who care. That'll be interesting a little bit later. And Brian and I are here. It's Brian Ibbett over there. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. It's, you know, whatever. It's whatever. It's a dumb morning. It's a dumb morning. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to tell anybody why. It's just dumb. Just busy.
Okay.
I got kids to get off to school. I got... a dog who's a complete idiot. I've got a chai tea that spilled on me. Yeah, that happened. That was good. What else? That's it.
Hey, I'm up to a solid 85%.
You know, you sound it. You sound. Yeah. I'd call that. Yeah, you sound 85. That's pretty
85.
That's pretty good. Were you ever at 70-30? Did you ever feel that?
I imagine I would have been at some point. You don't just go right from, you know, 60 to 85,
because that's a
whatever it was yesterday.
If you said you were 70 today, that would have been appropriate, because that's the split on money for having an app in the Apple App Store. And since today's Apple Announcement Day, I just thought it'd be appropriate that you would be like,
that's the money split. That's what you get.
Yeah, if you're the developer, you get 70% of the money. Apple gets 30.
That's a weird connection to make to my health, Scott.
It totally is, and I don't know why I brought it up. It's completely weird, but it goes along with my
Apple is
morning.
Getting 30% of my health today. Thank you, Apple.
Well, it's part of their new product lineup. Okay. All right. Later on, Tom will be here. I'm sure we'll have some things to say about perhaps leading into that. And then later today, I'm on DTNS covering the whole thing. So that'll be fun. Brian.
Yes.
I have to tell you about a couple of things. First of all, Scott Fletcher, we mentioned at the top of the show, saying we never invite him to do anything, right?
Right.
First of all, not true. Second of all, actually, make a point real quick. Say something that's meaningful to me real fast. Anything at all, whatever comes to your
you
mind.
You know, Apple is probably going to announce some very exciting products today.
All right.
Brian makes a point.
See, he is just always at
the
ready. He's there for you. The minute anything happens, it's always contextual. We're always a winner. Like all those kinds of things, right? That's Scott Fletcher for you. Well, Scott Fletcher's turn to be in the spotlight a little bit. I am here to announce and let people know that our good friend, Mr. Announcer Voice himself, the frosting on our cake, Scott Fletcher, has a Patreon now. And you can support him and all the rad stuff he does, that he does so freely and willingly. And, you know, if you like the cake that you're eating, you like it because the frosting's real good. So go check him out at patreon.com/Mr. Scott Fletcher, or as some would say, Mrs. Cott Fletcher.
Mrs. Cott Fletcher.
That'll get you there too. But yes. patreon.com/Mr. Scott Fletcher. That's M-R, not M-I-S-T-E-R. M-R Scott Fletcher. And you'll see what's up. And I'm stoked for him. I think this is a good idea. It's something you should have done a while ago, and I feel like it's about time.
I'm the only one. Oh. Just got congested all of a sudden. I must be... Oh, no, we're slipping. We're slipping. 82%. 82%.
Oh, no, 82. We're going down. DEFCON 4.
I must be the only one who doesn't just have a solo Patreon account.
I think I'm seeing them pop up more and more. The other thing I'm noticing is some people who are doing content like shows on the weekly are all starting to change their thing to be per episode.
Yeah.
Which is, we could never do because it'd be insane. But
well, people would be like, yeah, 25 cents.
Well, part of the problem is the transition creates chaos because when you change it, it's like, wait, what? What changed? Because they were used to paying, let's say they were paying 10 a month. Now they're paying 10 a week and didn't know it. So they're paying 40 a month and didn't know it. Like there's a lot of issues with that. So that sort of thing terrifies me, changing it midstream. But I think in the case, like, I feel like there's never been a better person aligned for a personal Patreon account than Scott Fletcher because it's
It's perfect.
It's perfect for him. It's absolutely perfect. So people should go support that and go check that out. We'll talk about it other times, I'm sure. All right.
And mark my words. By the time Coverthon rolls out, I'll have my own damn Patreon.
Yeah,
what
the
hell?
Yeah, why not? Jeez,
I mean, I've got that A-member thing. That's the whole reason I don't think I've done it yet is because the Coverville citizenship is a whole, you know, it's a fully operational battle station all to itself.
You were ahead of your time. I would say you were doing.
So at my time, then I'm locked into an archaic system that means I have to maintain a separate database and manually type crap from one into the other.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the benefit of being ahead of the time. Fantastic. Fan-freaking-tastic.
Look, I feel similarly about things. Like you'll have a certain established thing, and then something will come along, and all the new kids will take advantage of it. And you're like, right. "Well, damn it! What about me when I was making MP3s in 2002?"
Exactly. Oh, what's this Libsyn? Oh, yeah. I was doing that by hand.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. We're old men. Here's the deal. I got a very funny story. Not funny so much as weird. I don't know how to explain this. So yesterday, we have a lot of great followers, fans, people who see us, you know, even occasionally you're on the street. I was at the farmer's market on Saturday and somebody saw me and came up and said, hey, I love your shows. And that was super nice. And I always like that. Nice little surprise. Always nice to meet fans and things like that. So yesterday I'm playing a quick match of Heroes of the Storm because Rexxar came out.
Mm.
He's the new hero there.
Right. Cool.
It's him and his bear, Misha.
Big old ugly orc.
Yeah, dude. He's ugly but cool. Man, that guy is cool. And he's rolling around with his bear, and his bear, you fight with his bear. It's a super cool mechanic. It's pretty neat. And anyway, so I made a video about it. You can go see that at youtube.com/ScottJohnson. But anyway, I'm hanging out in there, and I decided to do a quick match. I picked the monk this time because I need to work on him. And I get into this quick match with a bunch of strangers. And we were cranking away in the game, and we killed it, right? Did really well. So after, sometimes what will happen if you did really well, the people that were in your team will re-add you to the permanent group so you can have some more matches together, even if they're strangers. So I thought, okay, cool, I'll accept that. Some guy invited me, and I accepted. I thought we can roll through a couple of more matches here.
Sure.
We get into this group, and everyone's very nice, and we're kind of chatting back and forth, and I'm like, how are you liking the new character? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool, and this and that, and we got one of the guys, and I cannot remember the character he was playing. It may have been Jaina or something. But he was just kind of chilling and talking. And then right before the match started, he sends a thing that says, wait, are you GURP, as in GURP from, like, the instance and the frog pants stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, just before it launched into the load screen. So I said, yes, that's me. Are you a listener or something, ? And then I hit enter, it sent it, and then bloop, we're up to the load screen. He can't type during that time. Okay, right, so I figured, oh, he's heard and everything's great, and oh, this will be fun rolling with a fan. This is great. We get to the next page. We get to the loaded game, and it comes in, and he goes, I don't think I can do this, he types.
What?
And everyone's like, ?, and he goes, I can't believe I'm playing with the GURP. And I said, dude, trust me. I'm just sitting here in like half my underwear just playing a video game.
Oh, no. That made it worse.
Yeah. I said, it's not a big deal. We're good. And this is where it got real weird. We're out playing. We're going. I'm like, where is this guy? He's not laning. He's not killing anything. He's not doing anything. And I look at the map, and there is his little icon in the corner at the little spawn nexus hole thing at the far side of the map. And I go over there and click on it, and he's literally facing, his Jaina character is looking in the corner, like in a class, you know, like you're in trouble or something. And I typed, I said, I said, dude, you okay back there? And he goes, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I'm like, we're not on a bungee jump in the middle of the desert somewhere. You just need to play. He couldn't bring himself to play because he was paralyzed by this idea that he was playing with me and that somehow that made him
You can make or break. Basically, if he does not perform, mm-hmm. you talk to Blizzard and say, kick him out. He's done.
Yeah.
Now, no more heroes for him.
Now, we won this game somehow.
In spite of...
We had a really good roll with a four-man that we had out there playing, but he wouldn't do it. And the rest of the team's pissed because he's like random to them too, and they're yelling at him and all this stuff. Now I'm feeling bad for him, so I sent him a private message. I said, dude, it's fine, I promise. Just come out and play. It was just a... let's pretend I'm... In fact, you know what? I think you said, hey, what if I just made all that up and I'm not this GURP thing you think I am. I'm just somebody else. And just come play. And he's like, I can't. I'm just too... Like, he was paralyzed with anxiety about playing with me. I've never had an experience like that, ever. And it's it's kind of cute, but I kind of suck, too. I'm just a dork like him. I'm just a potato head that's not, you know, that's playing in the average pool of player skill. There's nothing special happening. We're just playing.
I'll never understand the feeling that people get, the ones who are really nervous to meet us. Because there was a couple people at Dragon Con who... Mm-hmm. Basically said they had to kind of work up the strength to come over and say hi to me or, oh my God, I can't believe I'm meeting you. It's like, oh dude, I'm just a fat bastard like any other fat bastard you see over here at Dragon Con. Like I sweat when I walk outside like the rest of you. I'm vulnerable to the Hanta virus that seems to be going around Dragon Con just like all these other schmucks.
Yeah. No, it is weird, isn't it? And it always takes me aback a little bit, but usually they're just a little bit, okay, and then everything settles and everything's cool. This guy just couldn't do it. And the game doesn't have a let's kick this guy option yet.
Let's kick this guy.
It doesn't have that.
Oh my God, that would have been horrible.
It would have been.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm playing with Scott Johnson. Kick. Vote to kick.
Vote to kick. Yeah, because I assume someday that may happen. But right now, if you sit still for too long, the game will do it. It'll just, you'll be out and a bot will take your place.
Right.
But he moved around enough, I guess, to be seen as moving around. So anyway, it was just an odd thing. I didn't really know how to take it because I haven't been in a situation. Like, if I met that person in real life, what would have happened? Would he have... Like, would I have seen him at, like, a mall, and then I go, hey, are you the GURP from the app? Oh. They just, like, curl up in a ball on the floor and not move? Like, what do you do?
That said, I certainly wouldn't complain if we got the kind of reaction when we got out on stage at Nerdtacular like the Beatles did on the Ed Sullivan Show, right? Just every person in the audience screaming and crying uncontrollably. And
yeah, I don't want that either.
You can't hear anything we're saying.
Yeah, because... I don't want that. I don't want the life of Bieber, where you're both hated and obsessively admired. I like our position where we're totally obscure dorks that don't really have any meaningful fame.
We can walk through something like Dragon Con and get... I probably had maybe a dozen people say, hey, you're Brian Ibbett, who I'd never met before at Nerdtacular or anything like that.
Yeah.
That is fine. And maybe there were a couple people who said they were nervous to meet me. I put them at ease.
Yep.
I hugged them. I sweat my Atlanta sweats all over them. Probably a mix of, sickness, hot flashes and just plain heat.
Yeah, no. And the kind of fame you don't hear me. Let me tell you real quick, just in the rip from today's headlines, the kind of fame you never want.
Yeah.
You don't want Kim Davis fame.
No kidding.
That I'll say.
What the? Okay, can we talk about
a second? Pull it out. Right. Go for it. Have it out. Let's do this.
All right. And for people not in the know, Kim Davis is the Kentucky County Clerk that refused to allow any marriage certificates for same-sex marriages.
Yep.
And got put in jail.
Yep. And there's video of her being, denying people stuff, which went kind of, I don't know if you call it viral.
That same video of basically her standing behind her little school front office desk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just making a stance. And then she said on tape that they asked her by what authority she was doing this. And she said it was God's authority. And so she basically, she's a public She's a public, not employee. She's an elected employee. What do you call those? Not official, because she's not really an official, but you have to be elected.
She's an elected official. It's an elected seat.
It is, and it's selected by what, like the city council or the something like that?
I don't know who.
I don't know how that stuff works.
Who elects the county clerk? But
yeah.
So she was put in jail for 5 days, 6 days,
something like that. Yeah,
something like that. She got out yesterday.
It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight.
It's like she gets out on stage. She raises her hands like it's a victory, and they're playing Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. Okay, here's the deal. You're now not allowed to do your job anymore.
Yeah.
And if you do what you did again, you're going to be put back in jail. You were released. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that there's some freedom there, and so hey, celebrate that. Mm-hmm. But
no, it's a complete circus, dude.
It really is. I mean, she's treating it like I've broken the glass ceiling. I've broken the bonds.
Yeah. She's going, I've got 15 minutes of fame is what she's really saying.
Exactly.
It's yeah, like the
whole
thing.
Celebrating the fact that you can't do the thing that we told you you can't do. Mm-hmm. And now you've gotten out of jail, but you can't do that anymore. So yeah.
And they can't fire her. They have to impeach her. Because she's an elected official. So she can go back to work, although she isn't today. Her helper lady there, the one that looks so nervous during the video, right. she's passing out left and right marriage licenses.
Right.
I will just say this.
Whole question about, I like the fact that, you know, all the people in authority say, no, all of the certificates that were marriage certificates that were given out in her absence are fully valid. Yet her lawyer is saying, no, because she didn't have the authority, those aren't valid. So,
oh, he's an idiot. Whatever. That guy, him and Huckabee can go dance down the street. All I'm saying, this is not together, Scott. This is what I want to say about. So I just want to make this one statement because everyone on this show knows while sometimes I swing very left on issues, sometimes I swing very right on issues, mostly financial ones. I will make a statement here that is the most important principle to me when it comes to government, people in a society. Okay, this is the number one principle I will always defend, and that is the very clear separation, whenever possible, as clear as you can make it, separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. They should always be separate.
Absolutely.
Always. And this isn't coming from some atheist background. That isn't how I was raised. This is coming from a background that says that shit should be separated. You shouldn't have, the twain should not meet. So if she is going to use that as an excuse, find a job that doesn't put you in that position. Also, quit cherry picking. Because right. That same Bible you're thumping and telling everybody that it's the gays, that same Bible abhors divorce. And you're giving out those divorce agreement, whatever you call them. It's the same thing. The county clerk has to give those out too. You're giving those out freely. No problem. Right. Frit. And just because you're on your third husband, I think she's back to her. No, there's four guys. She's back to her second husband. I don't know.
What, really? I didn't hear about that.
She was married, and then she had twins with some guy in an affair, and then she married the guy with the twins, and then divorced that guy.
Wow.
Then married some, you know, traditional marriage, Brian.
Supporting the sanctity of marriage.
Because look, I had a big, long discussion with somebody on Twitter yesterday. I respect people's opinion that she may have some conviction she feels strongly about. I don't have a problem with how strong her convictions are, and I will fight for her right to have those convictions. She should have those convictions. Go get a job, then, that doesn't require you to do a thing illegally because you're convictions. If it's too big for you, get out of there. If you're a Catholic, and I saw this great meme online yesterday. If you're a Catholic and you work at a Target and somebody buys condoms, are you going to say, sorry, go to the other lane?
That's right, exactly.
I can't do it. It's against my whatever.
I don't approve of you buying these. I'm sorry. You gotta get.
And they go, wait, but you also have a ham. I'm sorry. Don't do that, Lane, because that guy's Jewish.
It would be the equivalent of her saying, of being the Target manager and saying, I'm sorry, you can't buy those. I don't care which lane you go to.
Yeah.
You're not going
to
be.
Even where, allowed. Yeah, that's even closer to it. But even if you could, you'd say, well, go to lane five. Well, I have a ham and the guy's Jewish and he won't sell it on a Friday. Okay, well, go to the one. You know what I mean? Like, just
that's right.
If you're going to cherry pick and if you're going to do this, then you're
He's
in the wrong.
Both fish and milk and you can't buy those together.
You're in the wrong business then. Quit that job and go do something where you can have all of that stuff or whatever ones you want to cherry pick. Again, This is not a thing about her. She should have whatever personal conviction she should have, and she should have the right to talk about them, defend them, and have whatever she wants to do about them. But she can't break the law and force other people to live under her particular umbrella. The separation is absolutely freaking crucial and should never, ever be thought of as a thing that you can just toss to the side. It is so important, dude. It is the most important, I think, governing principle of any government that wants to be even remotely successful. And you can have all kinds of complaints about it. It's never about the war to me. It's always about the battle. You're always trying to make course corrections and you're progressing. And you're trying to figure things out. I understand that that's hard. It's about the everyday battle to figure out who we are as a society. However, those things, keep them away from each other always, or you're just asking for trouble. Because I guarantee you this, Huckabee wouldn't be down there holding some lady's arm up with Eye of the Tiger going if she denied interracial couples a marriage license.
Right.
If a black dude and a white guy, a black dude and a white chick were getting married.
Scott, the phone.
And she denied it. I mean, maybe 50 years ago he would have, but now he won't. I guarantee he wouldn't.
Right.
Why? Because it's discriminatory and illegal.
Right.
It's illegal. And keep your church out of your state. The only time mixing two things ever worked was the freaking Reese's peanut butter cups. That's it. That's it. Well, and the other things, that's a bad example. But you know what I mean.
It may be time to get In God We Trust off of the money.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like any of that. Like, I understand that people always say, well, our founding fathers. Yeah, our founding fathers, they were religious men, but they had slaves and stuff, too. You can go.
They didn't do everything right.
Yeah, you can go up and down the spectrum and whatever, and you can find all kinds of issues, right? And I understand it's complicated, and it's not as simple as that, and I'm not trying to be reductive at all, but I do think it is simple to figure out ways. Sometimes it takes a little more time, but just keep that stuff away, just apart. And some think that you can't. And I think they're crazy because it always leads to trouble. Always. All right. That's all I have to say.
No. Well done. Well said.
I was going to talk about how people get sick on oysters and how oysters suck and no one should eat them anymore. But I think that was...
We talked about like for a second, right?
Yeah. Here's the deal, Brian.
Sure.
People, you always get these things out. Oh, there's a new brand of the norovirus, this horrible stomach thing that's killing everybody. Thousands of people sickened by oysters in some part of the country. Here's the solution. Because now you got me fired up. Now I'm going to have this opinion. Here's the solution. Stop eating oysters. They're just boogers in a rock.
Oh.
Brian, they're gross. They were never good. I understand they have a tradition of like people horking one down and then down in a, you know, like a lime or something.
No. A little cocktail sauce, a little horseradish.
A little dirt that's in there.
A little grit. There's always a little grit.
The slimy thing that may have dropped a turd before it died inside. Let's see. Slurp that down like you just ate a neighbor's booger and everyone wins. It is the grossest food on the planet. We shouldn't be eating it. Okay? Raw oysters. Okay, cook them up, make oyster stew or whatever you do with oysters if you want to cook them, right? They are cookable and they make nice
Fried oysters are fantastic. Okay. Oh boy.
I'm with you. With you on that one.
Right.
Brian and I, complete agreement on that. But raw oysters off the half shell, horking that thing down like you just imagine eating somebody else's congestion.
Scott, we'll just have to agree to disagree on that one.
Oh, dude, you know how I feel about that phrase.
I saw your Twitter post yesterday.
I hate that phrase. We'll just have to agree to disagree. First of all, they're just saying it because they heard it 1,000 times, so it's easy to say. Idioms do not make agreements, and if you felt that way, then you wouldn't have started the argument in the first place, because it's no way to finish an argument.
We'll just have to agree to disagree.
All right, what else can I complain about? Because I'm on fire now.
I can't argue this data, though. 80% of documented human noroviruses saw match in the oysters, most of which were found along coasts contaminated by human sewage. So, in other words, you know, 4 out of 5 cases of norovirus in humans are linked to
poopy,
to oysters.
Yeah, and poopy in the oysters.
Oyster
duty.
Or human duty in the oysters.
Right. Don't eat them is all I'm saying. If you're all sick of getting sick on oysters, I have a great solution. Stop eating booger oysters. All right? They're gross.
That's what the horseradish is for. It's supposed to kill. That's what wasabi, like the wasabi that you have with your sushi. It is specifically there to kill the viruses or
is that
bacteria.
True? Like the raw, yes. The raw fish potential.
That's what, that's
foodborne.
The origination of wasabi. Like why wasabi was included with, or why you have wasabi.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
See, I learned something today. How about this?
Your vagina was very nice.
All right. all right, let's get to Daryl. It's Daryl time. Okay. Jeez Louises. Now I'm on fire. I feel like I just want to complain about everything.
Right.
Separate that church and state, yo. That's all I'm saying. It's not a big deal. It's a principle we all as kids learned about. We know it's important. You know it's important. Even Kim Davis knows it's important. She's just lying about it. She knows. She knows. She's enjoying her little time of fame. She's cherry picking the hell out of stuff. Huck could be tying his wagon to this for who the hell knows why. He's not going to win any elections with this. People, stop. Just freaking stop. All right, here's this. All right, this exciting episode of Stump a Trek Nerd is brought to you by...
It's brought to you by Coverville. I just want to make sure I wasn't skipping ahead there. Yes, that is right now. It's Coverville, where today you're going to hear... a tribute to a couple of artists, both of whom were big in the 90s, one of them big in the 80s as part of a group. I'm talking about Amy Mann and Moby, both celebrating birthdays, both having a cover story today on Coverville. It's going to take you right back to 1996, people.
No, that's great. Is Moby still, he's still a...
he's still doing stuff.
He's still a vegan, right? Still not eating the...
Still a vegan. Okay. I think when you're in the public eye and you... jump on the vegan bandwagon, it's really hard to leave it without looking hypocritical, right?
So, yeah, that's true. I told Veronica once, this has nothing to do with the veganism, but if you took Moby and put a mustache and beard on him and a pair of glasses, he would look just like her husband, Ryan.
Oh, really?
They're very similar, yeah. They just look like the same guy. I've always had this theory that's Ryan... funny. Ryan... I almost called him Ryan Belmont. Ryan Block.
He should have been in the smart move to take her name, right?
Ryan Block is basically Moby in disguise doing his tech interests. That's my thinking.
That's hilarious. He's turning 50 in a couple days.
What?
Moby is.
Oh my gosh.
And Amy Mann, 55.
Jeez Louise.
And still married to Michael Penn, and they make great music.
That's fantastic. Together.
And she's still cleaning houses in Portlandia.
Wonderful. That's what you want to hear. Daryl, are you there? Are you there?
Oh, I am.
Good. You're a big proponent of separating that church and state, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. You can't mix those or you end up with the Middle East.
Yeah, or we're, well, and, you know, we don't want a blanket statement or anything, but a lot of broken governments find their brokenness in the roots of that sort of thing. Sometimes it's just good old-fashioned, you know, corruption, but oftentimes it's a problem. It was important to these same founding fathers that they keep pounding down our throats as... they were strong Christian men with five or six slaves, and they would, anyway, I don't know if you guys know this. One of my favorite ever founding fathers / politician / historical figures is Thomas Jefferson. The guy was awesome. I thought he was amazing. I've seen great documentaries about the man. However, my wife did her family history stuff, or their family did, and found out why Kim has such great skin. She is like 1/16th African American, and they traced it all the way back to Jefferson, and one of his mistress slaves had a little baby together.
Wow.
And later on, that all just spread down the line until it got to her, and so she is related to Thomas
Jefferson.
Born
of scandal.
Yeah, born of political scandal. That's absolutely true.
That's awesome. Wow.
And she tans really well. That's the thing she has. I don't have. She just has great skin.
I envy that.
And my kids do too. Like they got it from her. Their pigment is great. They get out in the sun and then just tan right up and get all bronzy. And me, me and Brian over here, freaking lobsters in the wind. Anyway, Daryl. Speaking of lobsters in the wind, let's get to a Star Trek trivia question here for you.
But first.
Oh yeah, is there a thing? Is there a first?
Yeah, I played with GURP once.
Oh, how'd that go for you?
Well, I was never invited back ever again.
Wait, was it the night? You know what? I remember that. It was Naxxramas, wasn't it? Didn't we run Naxxramas together?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, back in like the... Well, it's not that you weren't invited back. I think it's just... I think you quit playing, I think is what happened.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Oh. Well, you can play Heroes with me anytime. I'm open to that. So hop in. Let's go. Let's play Heroes. It's free.
I suck.
It's free. Go ahead and suck. It's fine.
It's free.
At least you wouldn't be up in the Nexus with your face poked in the corner and not moving at all. You'd be fine.
A poor guy.
Well, I was thinking about it. I was thinking, oh, should I run away and go hide myself in the corner, or should I just keep going along?
Yeah, but this is back before you knew what a dork I am, and now who cares, right? Like, yeah. Who cares now? Now it's all out in the open, and Daryl thinks far less of me now than he ever did then. All right, in the Next Generation episode of Fistful of Datas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. The holodeck malfunctions like it always tends to do. Worf, Alexander, and Counselor Troy are playing an Old West story, and all of the other characters got replaced with Data. One of them is the villain's son and tells another version of Data that Counselor Troy is dangerous with her gun. What kind of gun does the character say Deanna Troy uses? Is it A, an 1858 Remington, B, a 1873 Winchester rifle, C, a 1878 Hartford coach gun, or D, an 1873 Colt single action army? So a Remington, a Winchester, a Hartford coach, or a Colt single action. Those are your options.
Now, none of those guns would have actually been factually accurate for that time.
Have I ever told you about the time I had a Winchester rifle?
We love you, Randy.
Chorizo. All right. So, Daryl, think about that real hard, will you, while we do this. Hold on. Jeez, Scott, you're just not prepared.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
It is day two of the weird jam eat-off. I talked to...
I didn't say ice worm.
No, you didn't say ice worm. I talked to Andy yesterday.
You said eat-off.
Andy Beach yesterday told... he's actually going to be on Current Geek this week, which will be really fun. He's a super smart guy. It'll be fun to have him on there. Anyway, we talked yesterday briefly. He's very excited about day two. So, day two, you guys pull out your jar that has two on it.
Yep, I got jar number two.
And again, these are homemade jams and jellies.
Ritz cracker handy. I brought down a new knife.
Oh, good. I've got my old used spoon.
Don't forget, go to bit.ly/jamly. That's J-A-M-M-L-Y. Want to learn more about this stuff and how to... support his rad, cool stuff he makes. Let's see, that's number four. I'm screwing up here. There's two. Okay.
Ooh.
All right. This one, okay. We have to guess what it is before we read the card.
Hey, where are my cards? Well, I'll let you read it.
All right, yeah, I have a card.
I don't know where my cards went.
Oh, I should pre-open these.
You should.
Let me get my Nerdtacular 2014 challenge coin. Ooh. Okay, got it. Oh.
Oh, that smells.
That smells like salsa or something.
Yeah. It does. It smells spicy, doesn't it?
Now I'm a little nervous on this one. Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah.
It's brown and goopy and spicy.
It's not at all gelatinous like the last one. Yeah. By the way, I tried to put some of the yesterday's in Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
It was not a good combination. That stuff tastes great on its own. It does not go well with... Greek yogurt.
I put it on some Eggo's waffles.
Oh, that would be good.
And it was good. Yeah, it was very good. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
I'm nervous on this one.
I'm just going to dip a chip in there and then lick it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm tasting there.
Hmm.
It's tangier than expected.
It's good. It just doesn't taste like jelly to me. There's no sweetness in that. All right. Nobody knows. You guys can guess at all. What do you think?
I'm gonna scoop up a few more drops of this. It tastes somewhat familiar.
I'm gonna say rhubarb.
Okay.
Oh, Daryl, that's a great guess.
Yeah, I think that's.
Oh, it's got a kick to it.
Yeah, there's a little kick. So there's some kind of chili business in there.
Cayenne rhubarb. Winnebago.
Winnebago. Got it. Winnebago. Did you ever watch that documentary about that Winnebago man? It's so funny.
I did. The one that was called Winnebago Man.
Yeah. That was really good.
It was really good.
I like that a lot.
We recommend all that. By the way, I don't know if you saw the text, but Mateo's not doing well, so no Nicole for recommendals today. We could still do ours if you want.
Yeah, we could probably do ours. That'd be fine. Because it's just a random one this week, so it's no big deal.
Yeah,
the poor kid. He ended up catching from his school, his little preschool, some girl gave him two kinds of... stomach bacteria stuff like
that. Yeah, like salmonella, or one was salmonella, the other one was something.
Labococcus or something.
Yeah.
But it gives you the bloody runs. Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad, like it's dangerous bad. And so they've been in and out of the ER trying to help him, and He seemed to be doing a little bit better yesterday, but man,
yet this little girl is able to run free.
Yeah, look at her, patient zero, just laughing her head off.
That's right.
Actually, she may be sick too. I don't know. But yeah, man, little kids all in one place, concentrated evil, dude. They come home. This is how they get immune. So later in life, he'll be glad. But when you're in the thick of it. Anyway.
All right.
Do you have any other guesses? Or go ahead and read this.
No, I've got the card in front of me. Boy, was I off.
I'm going to say it's not rhubarb because it's not stringy. Mm. I'm going to say it is some kind of pepper. That's all it is.
Well, it says here what we just ate was tomato, plum, and pepper jam.
Oh, I get a third of a point.
Pepper jam is a great, that's an awesome, one of my favorite tours. They do it every summer, the pepper jam.
Pepper jam, oh, yeah. Totally. It's held in the big field with a bunch of different musicians.
Yep, it's great. Yeah. My wife's going to something, so here in town.
Everybody wears a sock.
We have a local alternative station that always does this concert every year called the Big Ass Show. And it's usually pretty good. They have a lot of great bands, and you know, I think they've even had the Foo Fighters there before. Like, it's kind of a big deal in town, and they call it the Big Ass Show. Well, this year they did the Big Ass Show, but now they're having like a smaller version of it. And mm-hmm. guess what they're calling it? Just take a guess.
The Super Big Ass Show.
It's called the Half Ass Show because it's
half ass show. Nice.
Yeah. Isn't that great? It's pretty
That's
good.
Really good.
These are resin tomatoes or reason? What is that? Arzin tomatoes.
Fresh.
Mine says.
It's a misprint.
Oh, it's just the way it's printed. Okay. Yeah. Tomatoes, plums, various sweet. So when you say misprint and I say, oh, it's the way it's printed.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, the end result is a little odd, I admit, but it was a fun experiment. I personally plan to use it on burgers, he says.
Yes.
And slow-cooked pork in the near future. So interesting.
I'm going to be putting some pork in the pressure cooker, some ribs, baby mm-hmm. back ribs in the pressure cooker tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to smother them with this when I do it.
That sounds like a great idea.
I think that's going to be awesome.
All right. Well done, everyone. Well done. Yeah, I went in expecting like sweet jam, and what we got was something better suited to probably meat or something. So
that's right. Yeah, grilled cheese sandwich. He says on as well, like putting it on a grilled cheese sandwich. Well, oh,
tomorrow's number three.
Three. So
looking forward to number three.
Three.
That's how many licks it takes to get to the bottom of a sealed jar of goo.
That's exactly right,
Daryl. Do you have any this today in Trek history?
Oh, let's see. What do I have here? Oh, yeah. Back in 1968 on this day, it was the first day of filming of TOS's worst episode of all time, Plato's Stepchildren.
Mm. This is the one, remind me, real quick, which
one? It's the one with Alexander the Dwarf and Spock tap dances around Kirk's head and all that garbage.
Ooh, I love that one, right. though. I have a kind of a secret love for that episode because it's so it's so stupid. It's really, really bad, but I like watching it.
We did have the first interracial kiss in it, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was
the one with him and Uhura?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a big earpiece.
Uhura.
Was it the little chess set, too, with the little man moving the chess pieces around? Do I remember
that
right?
Yeah, okay. I think so, yeah.
All right, that was a good time. There you go, then. Happy birthday to that. Let's get back to your question. So you've got this option, or this question about these guns. Counselor Troy had one of these. It was either they're all 1858 or 1873. Well, I guess they're all different dates. 1858, Remington, 1873, Winchester, 1878, Hartford Gun Coach, or Coach Gun, rather, or 1873, Colt Actions Army thing.
Okay. I have no clue. I'm not going to pick by dates. I'm going to pick Winchester because it's MASH.
Really? Winchester. That's great. I like that idea. Are you into the season where he shows up yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Still really? Wow.
Towards the beginning of five. But okay. But what is back?
What?
Really?
What?
Mm-hmm. What?
The hell is going on?
What in the hell is going on out there?
All right. Let's find out if you're right. Is it the Winchester? Cheater.
Congratulations.
Oh,
you're a winner.
He says Deanna is mighty mean with that Winchester. Here's a clip of that stuff that I just said.
I come to see my boy. Remove your weapon.
Better take a good look at that gun, Sheriff. You might be seeing it again real soon.
Paul.
Eli.
How they treating you, boy?
Real bad, Paul. Ain't fed me since I got here, and that sheriff's been roughing up on me something fierce.
Don't you worry, boy. Sheriff's gonna pay. Who's the stranger?
I don't know. She ain't said her name. She's in cahoots with the sheriff, and she's mighty mean with that Winchester.
You sit tight, boy. I'll have you home in time for supper.
Okay. All right.
Freaking stop.
That's awful.
I don't think I've ever watched the whole episode, even once. God.
That's really bad, you guys.
Oh, Pa, it's time I won't go home, Pa.
Yeah, almost as bad as this.
Don't listen to him, Gloria. He's lying.
Almost as bad as that.
Yeah.
Which is
pretty damn close.
Pretty bad. All right. Daryl, good job. You've done it again. You are the Trek Nerd on Twitter at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. You can find him at that for This Week in Trek. Always the Trek Nerd on Twitter. That's what I meant to say. And on the Grumpy Cast, soon to be starring Joey Image. So you're going to have that big angry
next
wrestler
Tuesday.
Man. Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, let's get out of here with you stumping us with something. What is it?
Okay, Trek or Trump.
All right, here's your theme for that. You ready?
True happiness is about living in the moment with no fears. I have no fears except for Gargoyle.
All right, there you go.
All right.
A little McConaughey there.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I admit everything. Why not? I was the best at what I did. My accomplishments speak for themselves.
What? Bing, 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 bing.
That's if we get it right. I don't know, dude. That sounds like Grand Nagus-y to me.
It does sound Grand Nagus-y.
A little.
Yeah.
A little.
I admit everything. It's inconceivable.
For whatever reason, it jumps out as that.
All right.
We'll see what Trump thinks.
What?
He just says what?
What?
All right. We think Grand Nagus.
Okay. Well, let's see here. The person that said it is Maritza. On the episode Duet of Deep Space Nine.
Yeah!
Yay!
Duet.
May not have been Grand Nagus, but it was right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. What would he say?
Vagina.
Bye, Daryl Skills.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
All right, it's the news, and it's brought to you by...
J.F. Dubow wants to kill you. Whoa. Calm down. He doesn't want to kill you. He wants to kill your likeness in his next book. If you pre-order or successfully recommend A God in the Shed on Inkshares anytime before September 30th, you have a chance to have a character named after you gruesomely murdered in the story. The more you recommend, the better your chances. What better way to help a fellow tadpooler than to lay your life on the line? Get more info at jfdubow.com/books.
Nice. All right, so... Tom Hardy's in the news, and he's in the news two different ways. I don't know if you saw his new movie poster for that movie where he plays the twins.
Yes.
It is so brilliant.
It is. What a great way to... it's funny because they didn't have to do that. They could have left that spot blank.
Nope. Somebody on like some art team is just my hero today. Yeah. Because basically what it is, it's a poster for his new movie called... The Legend? Or I forget the name of the thing. Anyway, it's about these twin brother mobsters based on real story. He plays both characters. I'm a giant nerd for him, and I will see this movie. I can't wait, actually.
Yeah.
But he plays both characters in both parts, and the movie's been getting pretty good, like kind of rave reviews across the board.
I mean, a lot of 4-star and 5-star reviews on this poster.
Mm-hmm. And from big, reputable sources, except one, which was The Guardian, who only gave it 2 and didn't like it at all. But they include the Guardian star. So what it is like a montage of stars and who gave the stars behind this image of a black and white version of him as the two characters.
Tom Hardy and Tom Hardy.
Yeah. And these 4 and 5 stars are all like gridded out in a way that just really shows off that the movie got all these great things. And it looks like these 3 columns of tons of stars. And in the middle column, bunch of stars. But then his 2 heads are there and they kind of obscure one of them that says The Guardian below it. And it just shows 2 stars. But it looks like it's part of 5 stars. But just centered with the heads covering the stars that are covering it.
So good.
It's really, they didn't have to do that. Like,
no.
Normally you just don't include those in your poster, right? Mm-hmm. But they snuck it in there, and it is awesome. So anyway, I'm totally stoked about that. Then there's all this talk about Tom Hardy should be the next James Bond. And I would not be shocked if that happened. I don't know when Daniel Craig's time is up. I think he's got, what, 1 more in him or something that's
in
his contract?
I don't know. How many? Yeah.
Something like that. I can't remember. I can't believe we're actually talking about a new James Bond already, though.
It does seem fairly soon, doesn't it?
I feel like we just did that, but I guess it's actually been a while.
Here we go. Yeah, he says that He does have one more James Bond movie in his contract. He was talking about retiring for a while, but he says, "All right, I'll honor my contract and do one more."
Well, he says, "Let's see. I'm trying to see when was the first Casino Royale? Was in 2006. So it has actually been a while. I mean, it's almost been 10 years.
Yeah."
Of Daniel Craig as James Bond. So I guess it's time for a changeover. And a lot of people are saying Tom Hardy is your choice. He should be the guy.
There's this other guy named Damian Lewis who I wasn't familiar with, who apparently was also in the running for James Bond if Daniel Craig would have retired.
Well, the current odds are this. 2-1 for Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
This is according to Boyle Sports. It's kind of like the Metzula of...
Right, great. The Shecky...
Yep.
Okay.
Idris Elba slightly behind at 3-1. I think he'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Lewis, 7-2 odds. And Henry Cavill, 4-1. I think Cavill could do it. He looked pretty good in that Man Called... What's it called? Man Called Uncle or whatever? I didn't see the movie. Oh,
From Uncle?
Man From Uncle, that's it.
Yeah.
He looks suave in there. Looks like he could probably do it. He's British. He has the accent. He could totally do it. But yeah, I'd be all in for Daniel Craig, or not Daniel Craig.
Any of the guys on that list, I think, would be great. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with Damian Lewis's work. I haven't watched Band of Brothers. I haven't watched Homeland. But just looking at the guy, he almost looks too
redheaded.
Oh, I don't care about redhead. I mean, they can do anything they want.
I was just trying to bring out your. Your anti...
my anti-ginger stance.
Yeah, I know how you feel about them dangers.
No redheads could ever play James Bond. He has to be played by a dark-haired
fella. That's right. What are you going to do next? Have him get married to a man?
But he's always... Every photo, he's got the same little wry half-smile. Like, if you do a search, Google Images for Damian Lewis, it's almost like he's been practicing in the mirror the same exact... One corner of the mouth up, cheek wrinkle, not quite a smile, but I'm it's so funny. They're all almost the same photo.
Mm-hmm. Almost identical. Tom Hardy, I just think, is the most Daniel Craig-like in terms of his performances.
Blunt object. James Bond through and through.
Yeah, which I like that a lot. So anyway, if they go that route, I'm all in. That'd be fun.
Right.
Okay, what else? Oh yeah, Patrick Béja, F you. The French
well,
are gonna
there you go. Jeez.
The French are gonna get Episode 7 first. That's Star Wars I'm talking about.
Oh.
They will get it on December 16th. Why, we don't know. This is one day. It comes to the UK the 17th of September, a day earlier than previously announced. The United States of Star Wars. Anyway, we don't get the movie until the. Oh, I'm sorry. We get it on the 18th. So it's 2 days later. How do you get?
So
how
unfair.
Do we get it 2 days later? Why can't we all have it the same day? What's the problem?
Right.
Like, one day I understand because they're ahead of us, you know, like on time. I understand, like, maybe, they got it 12 hours before we did.
What is this debt that we owe the French?
We owe them nothing. Or the other UK people. We don't owe any of them anything. Well,
right.
I don't know. We kind of like them. They're nice and all. But you bastards. Don't take Star Wars before we do. We're going to hear all the spoilers. You know, Twitter's going to be full of things we want to avoid.
Yeah, no kidding. Ugh. Oh, I'm turning off Twitter between the time the French get Star Wars and when we get it and I see it.
Turn off your social media.
I'll be turning off notifications.
More social media. Speaking of Star Wars, Mads Mikkelsen, you know that guy from
Hannibal.
Hannibal on the Hannibal Lecter
show
there.
Right. He's also the bleeding eye guy, speaking of Casino Royale.
Oh right, where they kept hitting him in the nuts. Or he was hitting Daniel Craig with a bag,
right?
Hitting
Daniel Craig. Was he the one hitting Daniel Craig in the nuts or was he just
Now I don't remember.
No, I think it was another guy who was hitting him in the nuts, but he was the one that Daniel Craig was playing poker against.
And his eye kept bleeding.
Poisoned or something.
Yeah, or I don't remember how that went. And they had a big fight in the hallway or in the staircase or something.
It was in the glass the whole time.
That whole time, Mr. Bond. Anyway, we now think we know what his character name is in Rogue One because he let it slip.
Oh, what is it?
Well, here's the deal. While signing a poster for a fan, Mikkelsen revealed the name of the character he'll be playing in the film. Boy, that fan must have been in high heaven. And that name is Galen.
Oh, well, that explains so much.
It could be Galen.
That spoils everything.
I know, it ruins the whole movie. G-A-L-E-N is the name. We previously learned that Mickelson's role in the film was very important to the story and that he's not a villain. The movie is currently in production and follows a group of rebels who are sent out on a mission to steal the plans to the Death Star. We got to get to that Death Star. What's his name? Nimnub?
Nimnub.
Nimnub. And they're going, yeah. Come on, get him a napkin, dude. That guy's
Nobody cosplays as Nimnub.
Nope.
And
nope.
Dragon Con. It's too bad.
Because they don't want to slobber all over the place all the time.
Right.
Geek Tyrant notes that Galen is the real name of a main character from the Force Unleashed video games. So the name could be the homage to Vader's powerful secret apprentice.
Yeah, except all that was deemed non-canon. So
true, but some have said, well, that doesn't stop them from they
from
can
saying,
deem it
well,
non.
We'll borrow this. Yeah. We like this one thing.
They can remake things canon or position them in a different way, or you know, like Star Wars has two Spocks now. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck. Some are saying his Batman is so good in Batman v Superman that they want more of him. It's a new studio saying the studio is so excited about his performance in Dawn of Justice, this movie coming out here, that they are going to put more of him in the film, perhaps even an additional filming.
Oh, really?
How much more? Well, Hollywood reports that Warner is requesting more Batman be put in the movie and less Superman. Supposedly, Ben Affleck's Batman is so good, he is blowing Henry Cavill's Superman right off the screen. I'm glad I said right off the screen at the end of that sentence.
Whoa.
Really getting crazy there. There was also a rumor from a few weeks back that an internal screening of Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice got a standing ovation and spawned the deal between them and Affleck to develop a new Batman trilogy. It apparently went from thinking Superman was the linchpin of the whole DC universe to Batman. Really shocking. You mean like how he's been the linchpin of the entire cinematic DC universe since forever?
How his movies have been better, popular.
Sure. Not to besmirch the Christopher Reeves moments. But Superman is just hard. I think it's Kurtz who kept saying to me, he's hard for movies because he's too strong. He's too
powerful.
Yeah. Anyway, the rumor seems
too OP.
He's OP.
Nerf Superman.
We also know that he'll appear opposite the Joker in Suicide Squad next year, however briefly that'll be, because he's not the main thing in the movie. But anyway, Superman is not in that film. So I guess that's good news, you know? If Ben Affleck can pull this off, I'm excited for a new take on Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, totally fine with that.
Oh, be all right with that.
Maybe we could get yet another origin movie. Not going to get it as part of Batman, well, we're going to get shades of it in Batman versus Superman, but we're they could always do the
Brian. They shot my parents, and I fell into a well full of bats. Done. There's your.
And it wasn't the Joker who did it. All right, people.
It wasn't.
The Joker did not shoot my parents.
I hate that take. Or the Joker is the one. Yeah. Freaking Tim Burton. You couldn't leave well enough alone on that. Come on, buddy.
Right.
That's bad retconning. This episode of TMS is brought to you by Casper. We love Casper. I own one of their mattresses. I freaking love them. They're an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of what you're paying now. They're revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings directly to you. There's two technologies at play here, latex and memory foam. I have one. I love it. How do I know I love it? They gave me a 100-day risk-free trial. I could send it back anytime I wanted. Got it online. They sent it directly to my door. I set it up and I said, I may send this back if I don't like it, but I ended up loving it and I kept it. And so can you. Again, that's 100 days, absolutely free. Not some showroom, not some bed a million other people have been on, your own, and you get to try it out. They're all made in the USA. Go get one now, save some money. Additional $50 off if you go to casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code morningstream. That's casper.com/morningstream and the promo code morningstream. Let's take a break. When we come back, it'll be Tom's tech time because I guess Nicole is out. So we'll get to our recommendals though. We'll do some of that. But Tom will be here talking tech and a few other things. So come on back now for that. You hear? Before all that, Brian has music.
Yes, John from Canada emailed in. Greetings, sclera and bifocals. John from Canada here, and I would like to request any eye-related cover of Brian's choosing. I'm going to surgery to correct my lazy eyes and would love a song on or after the 4th of September to see me through my recovery. I'll see double the holes in my money, though. Signed, John from Canada.
Nice.
Get it? Double the holes.
I get it.
Yeah, so something eye-related.
That's double related because it's his eyes and the money they have up there, that weird hole money. There.
Right, that's what I was saying. He'll see twice as many holes in his money.
I love it.
Yes.
It's great.
So something eye-related, maybe something doctor-related. How about Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Browne?
Whoa.
This is crazy because this is a cover that came out the same year as the original song. Nothing unusual, but when you think about these two artists, you think that they come from different times, right? Like they come from different decades even. Jackson Browne in 1972 released the album that contained Doctor My Eyes. That very same year, the Jackson 5, Jackson Browne, Jackson 5, coincidence? Jackson 5 released a cover of the song. And it just seems so weird to hear, you know, again, you think Jackson 5, 60s, Jackson Browne, 70s, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Here's their little moment of appearing in that little sliver in the middle of the Venn diagram.
I like it.
This is where you're going to hear, Papa, Papa. So, you know, get ready for that. Here are the Jackson 5 and Doctor My Eyes.
Snooty or snooky or cookie or something. The Morning Stream. It's a thing with stuff.
Everything the Jackson 5 just said. All right, everyone just shut up and let Michael do everything.
Pretty much. Although you do hear Jermaine do a verse in that thing. But for the most part, yeah, that they basically said, oh, yeah, all right, here's the star.
Well, that's the reason I think they did or should or probably eventually did is because they all the rest of them just don't stack up. They're fine on their own. Yeah. But man, that kid could just
he could sing.
Belt it out. I mean, I feel bad he kind of went so weird later, but
yeah.
Talented little dude.
It's what happens when you when nobody in your life tells you no.
The hot lights of fame, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
One day you're just nobody, and the next day you're sitting in the corner of the Nexus staring at the wall, afraid to play. Don't let this happen to you. Boy, it was interesting to read back during that song all of the chatter back and forth in the chat room about this hot button issue of the Kim Davis and the whatnot.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, you scrolled up to see the...
Yeah, I think sometimes I think people just make... and this isn't me criticizing anyone in particular, but it's just too easy to make it so complicated. It's not... This particular issue isn't complicated. Mm-hmm. It's the law, and if the law changes and you can rally to have that changed and you can work hard to make change, but you've got to do it through the same system where the law changed in the first place, and you can't do that, and it's illegal, and... Quit mixing your church and state. To me, it's simple. Simple. Now, sadly, not everyone thinks like me. And I can't help that. And I also respect that. I want them to have whatever feelings they want to have. But it's fun to go back and read through it. All right, Brian?
Totally. I agree with everything you just said.
We're going to do some recommendals, but they're going to just be ours because Nicole's not here.
Right.
I'm going to play my clip first since we're doing it this way. And it's just a clip to see if you can figure out what it is. We were just going to do random stuff we've been watching lately on streaming services. And this is mine. Tell me if you can figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It appears you're suffering from Caninicus Biticus. You need surgery. I'll have to use my canine removicator.
Is that a stick?
No, it's a precision instrument.
Oh, so I can just whack these off with a stick.
Performing a removification is far more complex.
Any ideas?
Wow, no, I got nothing. I mean, it's obviously an animated, something animated.
Yeah.
And it sounds older. I mean, some of the stuff they're saying... The way they're saying it sounds newer, but the music, I don't know, man. I'm stumped. What is that?
It is animated, of course. It is a show that ended, I think, way too soon. It was one of my favorite things to sit and watch with the kids, and it was right around the time that regular show premiered, but this is The Amazing Misadventures of Flapjack.
Oh, okay. This is all right.
Weird-ass cartoon that was on Cartoon Network, and... it is weird and kind of gross in a weird visual way, but also totally fine for kids. Super, super obscure, very drug-induced kind of ideas for storylines, like very psycho concepts. It's basically this kid who follows this captain around who's played by Bill Murray's brother, Doyle Murray.
Brian Doyle Murray,
yeah. And they're always trying to get to Candy Island. And it's lots of pirates and things. And this guy that you just heard, his name is Dr. Barber. He always wants to give you either surgery or a haircut. It's just an awesome, stupid cartoon.
It's cool.
Yeah, I love it. It's totally
worth
watching.
I'm looking at the artwork here. It does have a very cool old style to it. That's really, really
cool.
It's
pretty neat. It's if you're into that kind of thing, and I know right now you're watching Rick and Morty, so am I. And I was going to do Rick and Morty, but I was afraid you might do it too, so I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought somebody had already recommended it, so I didn't feel like I could.
We might have, and we've talked about it a lot, so it probably doesn't matter. But, it's just great, and it's now on... Oh, I should say where it is. So I re-signed up to Hulu since I got rid of their commercial stuff, and it's I really like it now. No commercials. It's awesome. And I'm watching it there. So go get it. Check it out. It's the amazing... Is it The Amazing Misadventures? Hold on. Have I said that wrong? Flapjack. Oh, yeah. The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack. I always say it wrong. Originally premiered in 2008 and ran for 3 seasons as all. Not nearly long enough. And that's it. Brian.
That's cool.
You want me to play yours now?
go ahead and play mine now. And there's no can real setup. Ah,
sorry, I didn't mean to click it yet. Oh, sorry, say that again. No setup?
No setup.
Okay. Here, sorry. Here it is.
Can you do something for me?
Yeah, sure, yeah, cool.
If you've got a minute, would you be able to go down and get me a cappuccino?
Cool, yeah.
You know, a proper one from downstairs.
Yeah, no, a latte.
No, a cappuccino.
Okay, yeah.
And then if you could bring it in to me in the meeting?
Right, what, so...
No, it's fine, just, you know, just knock and walk in, that's all. You don't need to say anything.
Okay.
Thanks, Will, that'd be really great.
But just come in.
Yes.
Cool.
I'll settle up with you afterwards, obviously.
Yeah, no worries.
Great.
A cappuccino?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I don't know, but I love it.
It's this is a show that, so basically I was kind of scrolling through Netflix in anticipation of doing recommendals, because everything that I've been watching lately, Mr. Robot, Rick and Morty, I can't think of anything else, but have all been things that have been recommended. Even a couple of the movies I've watched recently have been recommendals. So it's hard for me to recommend something that has already been recommended. So I decided to look at some ratings and pick something that I hadn't seen before, and that had high ratings and that I thought, you know, maybe I'd enjoy. This is a comedy called W1A.
All right.
So W1A. And it's a British comedy very much in the style of The Office, but even further down the documentary path. Like, there's actually a narrator that comes on and does some narration of the things going on. And it's about the BBC Two, and or about the BBC headquarters, about a new guy who gets hired on to be the manager of sensitivity. How, what was this? Let me, I gotta pull it up here, because he's basically hired on to be kind of the scapegoat for when anybody's unhappy about something.
Okay.
The head of values.
Oh, wow.
Is his role.
All right.
Wow. And he has to, his task is to clarify, define, or redefine the core purpose of the BBC across all its functions and to position it confidently for the future. That's his, that's his role. It's way, it's drier than The Office. I'm going to let you know right now that it's way
I like
drier.
That kind of humor. I'm a big fan of that.
But it is hilarious. And there are a couple of characters in there. The guy you just heard, who's the intern, who's Will. He is so hilarious, and everything is, oh yeah, cool, okay, cool, yeah. And he just, you know, he so confidently looks like he's just not paying attention to anything that's being said to him. He's hilarious. There's another guy, I tried to find a clip with him, but I couldn't. They drop the F-bomb every once in a while on this show, so it was harder to find clips. But there's another guy, it might be Simon, and his he's always looking at his phone, and his manner of speaking is really funny as well. But yeah, it's a really dry but hilarious show, and I'm really glad that it kind of got recommended by the star ratings on Netflix to me.
Nice. You wouldn't have found it otherwise.
I wouldn't have found it otherwise.
The title again? Give the title one more time.
W1A.
All right.
And apparently it's a sequel to 2012, which was had a couple of the same characters. The main character started in there and then got moved to the BBC. Like, he was the head of the Olympic Deliverance Commission. Mm. And then this is like him getting hired on to work for the BBC.
Is this afterwards, like typical British stuff where there's only like six episodes or something?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Two seasons, yeah. 8 episodes per season. Okay. So you can get through this thing. They're all 30-minute shows. So
I'm all in.
This is an afternoon.
I'm all in. I love that stuff. I'm a huge fan of that. I mean, I had no idea it even existed. So this is why
me
we
neither.
Do
neither. I'd never heard of the show before, and it was just purely like going on, all right, let's check it out. And right, it paid off.
Well, I will watch that sometime. Catch a flapjack. Tell me what you think. And
we'll do.
We'll see how it goes. All right. Is that all?
Vagina.
Oh, it's time to call Tom. Let's call Tom. By the way, that lady I keep playing is this thing on...
I don't like the vagina.
It's this lady who kept just saying this over and over. She was giving deposition in some court proceeding, and she just kept saying the word over and over and over.
Oh, really? So she's not... This is not like played up to be silly or anything like that. This is her...
Yeah, it's her...
Vagina.
That's her saying it. Like, listen
she
to this
takes
one.
Speech lessons from Trump.
Here you go.
The JJ,
she says.
The JJ.
China.
JJ.
Snitchy or snooky or cookie or something.
That's her also.
Vagina can you, word.
Can you put her side by side with Trump saying China?
Yeah, I got that right here. Didn't I already play that? I thought I did. Here we go.
Vagina.
China.
There you go.
Crazy.
Isn't there another one?
Vagina.
China.
Yeah, that was that.
Yeah, you did play that. Now that you say that,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why. If anyone's wondering what my obsession with that is today, it's not an obsession. You just kind of made me laugh.
I love it.
All right. Tom time.
It's called Tom time.
Tom time. Right on time, actually. This is usually when we're supposed to call Tom.
Cool.
Get him in here. Get it going. Make it happen. Do it. Be it. Live it. Have it. Play it.
Wow. It's like you're Daft Punk all of a sudden.
All of a sudden and forever and always. Where's this thing?
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
Tom Emeritus is on the line. Tom, hi.
Hi, Scott and Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Are
as
you...
we all know, yeah. Everyone is very excited about the announcement today of new 12 gigabit LP DDR4 RAM from Samsung.
Yep.
That is what I am on pins and needles to find out about.
Yeah.
I was asking Siri about that, and she said she had no idea what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah,
it's true. All true. It's
so
all
coy.
True. 6 gigabytes possible in your mobile devices.
Wow.
Of RAM.
Wow.
That'll be our top story on Daily Tech News Show. That's it. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, I suspect there'll be more than that. I'm excited that Adam Christensen will be on with us today.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. Of course, if anyone doesn't get the joke, the big announcement today will be from Apple at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Christensen will be joining Scott and I on Daily Tech News Show to cover everything that Mark Gurman already told us.
So that's what I was going to just ask real quick here. Every time this rolls around, everybody everywhere has an article with the headline, "What to Expect Tomorrow with the Thing." And they all seem to think they know what's happening based on various rumors and things that, that brew all year or whatever. Are there any that are being seen as tangible, like the TV initiative or any of these this time, where people are really certain that enough leaks have happened that, yes, for sure, we're going to hear about a certain awesome thing? Or is it all bullcrap until Tim Cook gets up and talks about whatever actual products they're gonna sell this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, the fun used to be products of teasing out the reliable rumors from the background fuzz, right?
Yeah.
There'd always be a couple of things out there that you're like, everybody's talking about and buzzing about, but you and I would know, like, that's a bunch of crap. That's not actually going to happen.
Sure.
And then you would know, well, the Wall Street Journal said this, and, you know, this... Mark Gurman has taken all the fun out of that. He has such reliable sources and such a good track record that I would guess that if you went and read his article today, you will probably find 95% of what Tim Cook's going to announce.
Mm.
Despite Tim Cook in the past saying that Apple is going to double down on secrecy, apparently that just meant secrecy to everyone except 9to5 Mac. Because he's got a really good track record. Everything seems reasonable that he's saying is going to happen. An iPad Pro for $800 with 32 gig capacity, an iPad Mini 4, obviously the iPhone 6S, the iPhone 6S Plus, new Apple Watch bands, an Apple TV running a new TV OS that would be based on iOS 9, rose gold color and 4K video recording on the iPhone, fashion brands with new Apple Watch bands. I mean, This all seems perfectly likely, and we're probably going to hear about it in an hour or so.
Yeah, about an hour. And
less than an hour, 20 or 40 minutes.
That's right. Wow. It's 11 o'clock our time. Yeah, it'll be really fun it's always fun to pick the stuff apart and see what they're up to. It still annoys people that Apple people get this wound up about a single announcement. Do you feel like any of that wanes in the wake of Tim Cook being there long enough to establish kind of his style or whatever? Do you feel like the hype meter still remains high? It's just all these sort of years later.
I feel like people are, some folks, maybe myself, are a little weary of it. But if anything, more people are excited about more kinds of announcements. Google I.O., Microsoft Build, E3. Like, announcement fever has swept the world, and Apple is not falling off of that. Everybody's still pretty excited to see what they come out with. I'm less excited about this one than maybe I would have been last year, because it's an off year. We're not going to see a new design of an iPhone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like, other than the Apple TV, we're even going to get any new hardware. But then when I said 95%, I meant 95%, because there's always something that Apple is able to keep back and surprise folks with. And it's not even necessarily a one more thing event. My hope going into all of these things, though, is that they stay short and brief and just give me what you're announcing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a song and dance.
Yeah.
They're going to have the song and dance of being, hey, can you believe that iOS is now in 73 billion households in the United States?
Yeah. They always like doing that. They start off with all that. And here's a video of the new store opening in some weird part of the world. And
children in Zambia. Yeah. Children in Thailand are using iPhones to create monkey videos. Let's watch.
Let's have another video about aluminium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to pull.
Chamfered edge is engineered with such precision.
Yeah. You got to pull Johnny Ive out of his box once in a while and let him talk. But I just feel like they have been longer and more winded in the Cook era than they were in the Jobs
era. I feel like Apple's always the better behaved of them. Maybe we're feeling that way because we came off of WWDC, which is always a longer one. But I feel like Apple at least does keep it fairly concise relative to some other folks.
Yeah, that's true. The Samsung ones I can't stand. They go way too long and don't really tell me anything. I really like Google I/O's, even though it leans developer-y, kind of super codey, nerdy sometimes. I like that. I like that they're willing to go there, and I think that's a really fun conference to watch. Other than that, though, the rest of them are just a slog. Like, I really don't like Amazon announcements, and I like their products a lot. Their products. I have to say it that way all day. I'm a big fan of what they make, but I don't like their presentation because it feels like Apple 2.0, kind of weird. You know, may as well have a turtleneck on.
And Amazon hasn't had one in a while.
It has been a while. I think since their phone flop thing happened, right? I don't think
they discontinued today. That'll be on DTNS.
Oh, good. We'll get to talk about that some. Well, outside of all of this, anything else happening of note that we should mention before the big DTNS this afternoon?
Well, I told you about the new Samsung 6 GB RAM.
It's pretty
exciting. What more do you want, Scott?
Well, geez, if that's for phone RAM. Well, actually, I do have a question about that. If that's phone RAM, I mean, that's literally half the total storage of most entry-level smartphones these days. Like, 16-gig phones are pretty standard for your
Like your iPhone 6, for instance, has a gig of RAM in it.
Yeah.
Most phones, if they're going to juice up the RAM, go to 3 GB.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what we're going to do with all that RAM, but frankly, I've never lived in a world where we didn't end up needing more RAM, so I'm excited.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like we have a track record of, you know, I'll never need 32 GB of RAM. Hey, guess what I need? 32 GB of RAM. I feel like we're finally there, and it's obvious that this is a good innovation and probably will affect a lot of people, including Apple, because they buy a lot of Samsung memory and storage and RAM and all that stuff. So anyway, we'll see how that all pans out.
The big 6S Plus announcement will be 2 GB.
I do think I'm getting the Duke this year, the big one. As our
Plus?
Friend,
really?
Yeah, our friend Will Smith refers to it as the Duke. I think I'm getting the Duke. Yeah,
the Duke.
I'm getting whatever that's going to be. I think I'm getting the Duke. If it's really
the 6 Plus, this is what it's going to be called.
The 6 Plus. I like that.
Plus.
I like that a lot.
SPLUS Plus.
That's pretty good. So today
you get the SPF Plus, which actually comes with suntan lotion.
Oh, that sounds like a ship in the Star Trek universe.
That's right.
So today, 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, that's when DTNS kicks off. I'll be there. Adam Christensen, Tom Merritt, and Jenny Josephson, of course, behind the scenes, and Roger Chang, and all the great people at DTNS. Can't wait for all of that. It's going to be great. Tom, anything else happening in your world? Oh, welcome back from Dragon Con. I hope you...
Well, thank you. Yeah.
How are you feeling,
You seem the least sick. Like, you're not sick at all.
I'm totally sick.
You are not. Are you really?
I think I caught it from Ibit.
No. I mean, you probably caught
I've
it from
been sick in 20 months, Ibit.
Me neither.
All my friends are ill. I feel bad for them.
We need to hunt down patient zero. We got to figure
out. That's not going to stop me from promoting the book with Scott. Now, a bunch of people brought Citadel 32 up to me. And even one person brought up Lot Beta.
Oh, wow.
At Dragon Con, got him signed. I'm only sorry Scott wasn't there to sign it as well, but it was awesome. So keep them coming. TomMerrittBooks.com if you're interested in a good sci-fi story.
I would agree. Tom Merritt is Detect on Twitter, TomMerrittBooks.com, TomMerritt.com. He's all over the damn place. DailyTechNewsShow.com. Tom, we'll talk to you later this afternoon. Stay out of trouble.
Adios.
Good luck. See you, Tom. Feel better. Feel better, man.
He doesn't sound as sick as you.
No.
But he's like... professional radio guy. He's probably got one of those weird lozenges people take.
There's some secret elixir that he keeps in a small container in a vial.
Yeah.
In the back of the cupboard.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell.
I'd like that elixir.
I would too, actually. Does anyone have any of that? I know there's stuff that people do. They have tricks. I don't.
Right.
I don't. I've never been cued in on the tricks.
My trick has been working though, with constantly changing what medicine I take.
Yeah.
Because it's that first, you know, the first time you take the medicine, it's like, oh, yeah, this worked well. And then, you know, 12 hours later, you take it again. It's like, it didn't help me as much. No, as long as you're just constantly changing, you don't give those viruses a chance to figure out what you're doing.
It's a good point.
I like assimilate.
I like what you're saying. What was I going to say before we left here? One last thought. I can't remember what it was.
You're getting your money ready to buy a ginormous 13-inch iPad.
Oh, I do want that. I don't think so. All the rumors are pointing to that not being announced, but this iPad Pro with the touch-sensitive pen and all that.
Yeah.
Very interesting to me as an artist. It is, as an artist, somebody who wants
the 12-inch
to take...
iPad Pro.
Yeah.
Is a monster screen.
But see, and that's part of the reason I want the Duke. I get the Duke. It kind of makes up for the fact that I have a smaller tablet, basically, and then the big tablet would become more of a production thing for me.
Right, right.
And
I mean, you already have a Cintiq, so
yeah, that's true. But to have something on the road like that and be able to move stuff around,
and be able to do it, yeah, sure,
be amazing. And Adobe's got big plans for that, apparently. And that's part of the rumor mill is that they're working on some cool Photoshop-y things for the iPads. Anyway, we'll have to wait and see. One last thing I was going to... Oh, I know what I was going to say. Somebody earlier was... I'm going to just finish today's rant. I'm going to cap it off.
Oh, God. Okay.
Here's all right. I'm going to say is this. If I... Brian, let me say this. All right. I have my own set of standards, beliefs, principles, whatever, like we all do. Everybody's got a slightly different version or a very vastly different version than other people of their outlook on life, whether it be in parenting, whether it be in religion, politics, whatever it may be. We are all not only entitled to have that, I think we should have that. I think it's important for us to work out our lives in our heads and with people around us and try to figure out our place. And it's important, right? This is human. Sure. This is the human battle. And we're all engaged in it. And I totally get it. And we should have those things. All I was saying is, it is not... First of all, if I expect to have the freedom to not adhere to somebody else's thing, then I should afford everyone that freedom. That's all I'm saying.
Right, right.
That's all I'm saying. Whether it be gay marriage, whether it be interracial marriage, whether it
right.
be
yeah.
women
Why
voting.
Why should Kim Davis be able to say, hey, I get to have my freedom to believe what I want to believe, but that means you cannot have your freedom to believe what you want to believe.
Right. You should just be able to, you should be able to believe whatever you want to believe, but it is not up to her to tell me what to do. And it is not up to me to tell her what to do.
Well, boiled down, that's a...
It is up to the law that takes a long time to get there. You chip away at it, you change it, you sometimes you remove laws and you replace them with new ones. Sometimes you just tweak a law because times have changed. Sometimes we have cars and used to have horses and carriages, so we got to have new laws for that. Whatever the reason is that we have them, those are the things we adhere to because as a society, that's what we freaking do. That's the American thing, not this other thing she thinks is. That's just discrimination and being a dick. So quit being a dick. All right, Brian, that's it. That's all I'm going to say about it. The rest all of right. the year can go on. I'm not talking about Kim Davis anymore. All right?
Okay.
Brian. Frogpants.com/TMS is where people can go to find everything about the show. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. 801-471-0462 is our voicemail line. On Twitter, find Brian at Coverville. Don't forget Coverville today at 2 o'clock. Scott Johnson and Morning Stream for the other two Twitter accounts. Also, frogpants.reddit.com is our subreddit. And don't forget, if you would like to help us out and keep the show on the air and keep us just cranking, keep us going, go to patreon.com/TMS and contribute even just a little money and pay for the thing you love.
Think of Coverville as the appetizer to enjoy before DTNS comes on a little while later.
I like that idea. Musical interlude.
Listen to the good songs I play at the front of the show and then switch over to DTNS when I start playing the crap in the second half.
Or, and I don't want to get in trouble with Tom or anything, or just listen to DTNS after the fact on the podcast feed.
Well, you could do that. Or I could start moving Coverville like a little bit earlier. See, there's answers. There's all sorts of possibilities.
Did you see what Brian just demonstrated? It's possible for all of us to work together to some common ground.
See?
All right.
And Kim nobody Davis. Had to go to jail.
Yeah. I'm going to start calling her Jim Davis, the fantastic mad artist, Jim Davis. Remember him?
That's right.
Great.
Not to be Jeff Davis.
Yeah. So there you go.
Jim Davis did Garfield, right?
It was Garfield.
Jeff Davis was mad, right?
No, wait. Hold on. Jack Davis was mad.
Jim
Davis was Garfield. You're right. I almost screwed that up and incurred a bunch of emails. That's
Andy
it.
Andy Davis was Alice.
And we have all the Davises.
We have all the Davies covered.
Okay, good. Brian brought music. It's just like he will later, and he's going to play it now, and what the hell is it?
Sure. Shannon wrote in, said, "Hi, Scott and Brian. This Saturday on September 5th, last Saturday, I get to marry not only my best friend, but the man I've loved for 15 years. He's my rock, and I couldn't imagine living without him. I was wondering if you could play Sturgill Simpson's cover of When in Rome's The Promise, and I would be very grateful. If not the Darius Rucker crisp bacon cheddar ranch song.
The tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Thank you for all the spacing you put in that.
She put commas in between all of those items. Thank you guys for all you do. Love the show, though, Shannon. Okay, yeah, sure. Easy enough. Tell me the exact song. Fine, I'll do. Whatever. All right, fine. The exact song you want. This came out last year. It was one of my top picks of the year for the Coverville end of year countdown for one of the best songs of 2014, best cover songs of 2014, because it changes it so dramatically. I mean, you think of The Promise by When in Rome and this penultimate, or not penultimate, this ultimate 80s song, and how it just fits in that timeline. When you take it out of that genre and turn it into this slower country ballad, it's amazing how it still works and it still is a finely crafted piece of music. Here's Sturgill Simpson and The Promise.
Oh, I like it. Let's play it. By the way, Corinne pipes in with a very good comparison. So this is now the last thing I'll say about Kim Davis.
Yes, right.
She says, the best comparison I've seen on Kim Davis thing is, would all the Huckabee supporters say, or what would all the Huckabee supporters say if she was a Quaker and wouldn't sell guns to someone because of her pacifist views?
Right.
What if the doctor was a Seventh-day Adventist and doesn't believe in modern medicine and will refuse to give you care? Which makes no sense because he wouldn't be a doctor in the first place. But that's kind of my point. And I know the law changed while she was in office. That's it. I'm not talking about Kim Davis anymore.
Okay. All right.
Brian, jeez, let's get out of here.
Down, sit down. Whoa, sit down.
Okay. All right. Jeez. That was actually kind of appropriate.
To Univision.
It was. He's so rude. He's he such really a is. Jerk. All right. The Promise. Let's play it. We'll be back tomorrow. Wendy will be here. Therapy Thursday. All that stuff. Come on back now. You hear?
You, friend, don't look to a stranger. You know in the end, I'll always be there. But when you're in doubt, when you're in danger, take a look all around, and I'll be there. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way you plan. If you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you I will. Your day's through, and so is your temper. You know what to do. I'm gonna always be there. Sometimes if I shout, it's not what's intended. These words just come. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way you planned them to be. But if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you, I promise you, I will. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned to be. But if you wait around a while, I will make you fall for me. I promise you, I promise you. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
There is a vegetarian option. You can fuck off.